Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Eve and Ruby with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Lord Howe Island detection dog Sebi retires to Brisbane after years of hard work. Paradise's four-legged guardian is hanging up his leash. For almost a decade, Sebi, the Springer Spaniel, has beaten Lord Howe's Island's last line of defence. As the longest-serving biosecurity dog on the idyllic landmass, he has helped to keep the island untouched and free of contamination for most of his life. Both he and his son Zuma have been invasive pests' worst enemy in the island's battle to preserve its unique natural environment. It is thanks to Sebi and his handlers that in 2023 the island was able to report that it has been free of rodents for 2 years straight. In national news, a Queensland widower is calling for Australian-trained orthopaedic surgeon Dr. Munij Al-Mudaris to be stripped of his Australian of the Year award after the star surgeon failed patients, including his late wife. Ashley Golan's wife, Kim, died in 2022 following complications from a double knee replacement in 2016. She endured years of pain, infection, and further surgeries before her death. Before passing, Kim sued Al-Mudaris for medical negligence and settled for $1.2 million. A federal court later ruled Al-Mudaris acted with cruelty, dishonesty, and prioritised fame and profit over patient care. The National Australia Day Council said it's reviewing the matter but won't comment further, as Dr. Al-Mudaris is now appealing the court's ruling.
In international news, alleged shooter Tyler Robinson has still not confessed to murdering conservative influencer Charlie Kirk at a Utah university last week, according to the state's governor. The 22-year-old has been in custody since Thursday after relatives and a family friend alerted authorities he had implicated himself in the crime. Investigators are working to establish a motive for the shooting by talking to his friends and family, according to Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Mr. Cox states that he is not cooperating, but all the people around him were cooperating, and I think that's very important. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines. We'll catch you again at 9 o'clock. But right now, I'm going to go straight to a song, brand new one from Brisbane institution Peter Walsh's The Apartments. This is their latest single called A Handful of Tomorrow. You're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.